is the final week of the regular season. Commerce is playing for playoff positioning. Hello, everybody. It's Terry Bennett and Grant Goodwin here on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard pregame show on your station, 88.9 KETR. As we have ourselves an action-packed night of games, finally, Grant. After 2 weeks, we have an actual normal Friday night slate of high school football games to be talking.
We're going to make some playoff projections based on some of the scores tonight, not only in the Northeast Texas area, but around the state. We got winners, who they're going to play, what the rest of their bracket looks like. We're also going to take your calls all night.
Tonight, we're going to be here till midnight. Of course, Kevin Jeffers and Joe-Mark Dempsey will be giving you all the action from Memorial Stadium. At kickoffs at 7:30, we'll go to them about 7:10. We'll be previewing games up until then. And then during the game, we'll be here giving you scores. And then, of course, after the game, we'll find out. It's time for the sideline scoreboard rush right now. We've got Farmersville losing to Pilot Point 56-14. Pottsboro dominated Whitesboro 59-6.
Lindsay 55, Cumby 18 in the fourth quarter. It was Detroit 17, Celeste 14. And that one is final. And Clarksville's opened it up and won tonight over Quinlan Bowles 30-16.
Forney over North Forney 52-16 in the third. Royce City and West Mesquite in a close one. West Mesquite up 35-28 late in the fourth quarter. Mesquite Poteet just went final. They lose to Terrell 21-16.
It was Blue Ridge 34-13 over Trenton. Howell beating Leonard 34-13. And it is Gunner 55, Tom Bean 0, that final.
We also have Liberty Isle stretching it out over Princeton 46-21. Pittsburgh shutting out Quinlan 4 34-0. And that's going to do it for the sideline scoreboard rush. Let's go back out to Joe-Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries.
I think we have a caller.
It's Kevin from McKinney.
Kevin
Hello?
From McKinney. Speaking
Hello?
Of the devil.
Collin County.
Yes. How you doing there, Collin County?
Hey, we got that Abram Boyd game last night, and got to give Abram a lot of credit. They schemed and executed, and they basically lined up and whipped McKinney Boyd in the second
that
half.
Lone Oak score. It's Art 14, Lone Oak 6. That's with 9 minutes, 6 seconds left in the second quarter.
Had a little bit of history already tonight. Trendavian Dixon is now the all-time Texas high school football career TD reception leader as he caught his 74th touchdown tonight.
Now, Trendavian Dixon, the Baylor commit from Navasota, the Navasota Rattlers.
Texas commit.
What's the Navasota score?
I don't actually have that. They literally just posted that he broke the record. So I'm assuming Navasota. 82 points scored in the first half combined. Unfortunately for Commerce, Scurry Rosser scored most of them.
And just under 700 yards of total offense. Now, you know, I think Kevin had mentioned the stats here. Scurry outgaining Commerce by the score of 502 yards to 193.
Wow. How about West Rusk? 17-7 at halftime over Howell. Your Howell Bulldogs hanging in there within 10.
Yeah, but it's kind of going like we thought it would.
Yeah. I mean, again, Howell's going to have to play play a perfect defense against that West Rusk offense. You know, West Rusk, what's the name? Patterson's or something. They've got two really good athletes on that offensive side of the ball, West Rusk does, and how I figured was going to have a little bit
sideline
of
sideline to sideline scoreboard rush. Marshall 28, Longview 25. 2 minutes left in the game. Marshall with the ball, Longview with two timeouts.
Quinlan Bowles 22, Honeygrove 14. That is now final.
Lucas Lovejoy 27, McKinney North 14. That's in the fourth quarter.
Blue Ridge 63, Chico 19. That's in the fourth.
Rockwall Heath 28, North Forney 16. That's in the fourth quarter.
Alba Golden taking the lead over Edgewood 14-13 in the fourth quarter.
Princeton beats Quinlan Ford 50-7.
It is Gunner 21, Howell 19. Howell 21, Gunner 19, final.
This game just went final. Athens with a big win over Van 33-28.
And it was Sunnyvale 28, Red Oak Life 21. That is now final.
Salina shutting out Anna 52-0 in the fourth quarter.
And it is Whitesboro 28, Van Alstine 19. That in the fourth quarter. All right, going to take it back out to Scurry Rosser, to Joe-Mark Dempsey and Kevin Jeffries.
Now
guys,
on the air, Remo Williams. Williams from the old coach. Remo, you there?
I am here, guys. How you doing?
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice.
I know.
Man,
it's been a while. We were co-workers and we hadn't seen you in a while, man.
Well, I barely have a voice left, guys, so you're lucky I'm able to keep going.
Yeah, you had quite a game down there. Tell us about it.
Well, 35-28, they held on at the end, learning the Leopards to move on to the regional semis now, and we'll wait for the Cold Spring and Atlanta game tomorrow. But what a game, and Canton gave them everything they
wanted.
We've
got a report from B.J. Loudermilk, who is covering the Rockwall Jesuit game. B.J.?
Yeah, I'm over here in at Timbro Stadium here in Murphy, and at halftime, it's a little of a shocking update for you guys. Rockwall has taken a 16-14 lead. We're about to start up the third quarter. It is 16-14 Rockwall here in Murphy. I'll call you back after the third.
All right. Thank you, BJ. We appreciate that. We will hear back from BJ.
Another improbable come-from-behind win for the Commerce Tigers. Back-to-back weeks where it looked like the game was said and done, and Commerce comes up with a couple big plays.
Man, how about that that basic goal line stand there late in the game? You know, Cato Mills in the red zone, heck, inside the 10, ready to salt this game away. And that Commerce defensive front, man, they step up. I tell you what, Commerce has been money when it mattered the last
caller,
2 weeks.
Caller, you're on the air, 889-KTR.
Hey, Terry, this is David McNabb from Dallas. I saw your Facebook post, so I thought I'd give you a call and find out what I'm can give you a Dallas report. You tell me who's coming up this way that I need to look out for.
Anybody you want to. We're giving all scores throughout the state tonight.
All right. So I just left the UIL state volleyball, so I'm heading to...
That was a madhouse, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a great venue at the Colwell Center. The state tournament used to be, I think, at San Marcos and, you know, down there. But it really gets a really big crowd. I mean, if you never go to state tournaments, whether it's track, volleyball, basketball, they're really great things to go to.
Let me ask you this, and this is a little off subject. What was the security like there? Was there a noticeable police presence there?
We were talking about it wasn't like a checkpoint, you know, where everybody kind of pulled up and kind of looked at you funny. But there must have been half a dozen to 10 squad calls.
Whatever you want to talk about. What's that number again?
1-800-882-KETR. That's 1-800-882-5387. You are not right in the head. As my good buddy Junior Murdoch says, boy, your cornbread ain't done.
Right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, games are starting to roll, so we'll start rolling out the scores right here on your station, 88.9 KETR.